Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
We want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. And as always, we're going to have a really wonderful conversation. We've got a couple of our, we have a guest chef in the house. Well, actually, two guest chefs in the house. Miss Amy, my sister is back. Hi, Amy.
Hello, Robin.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Good. And we have a new guest, I guess, kind of coming in. It's Mr. Jeff. Jeff, could you say your last name for me?
It's Drossler, D-R-O-T-H-L-E-R, Jeff Drossler.
Jeff Drossler, very good. You said that very well. Okay, that's good.
And thank you.
Jeff is a friend of Amy's. I've met him in Las Vegas. And why don't you tell everybody real quick what you do, as we have a little bit of time here on the front end. Because I know once we get into our topic,
sure,
we're celebrating Wayne Dyer tonight. And both these guys are people
sure
who really have appreciated his work. And we're just going to talk about just celebrating him tonight. So tell us a little bit about you, Jeff.
Oh, sure. Just in a few words, I'm a business development professional. I'm a sales and marketing professional. Also a technology person. I'm crazy for Apple technology. And I think I have the distinction of being the person to bring the sad news to Amy's attention.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
From you is the best.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. So if anybody's got anything that they need to have bad news, Jeff is the guy.
Oh, there you go. Well, it's spread by text. This was a bad news text.
Badnewstext.com. I think maybe that's a hashtag. Hashtag bad news text. Okay.
Robin,
if you go to.
Robin,
yeah.
I just want to say one of the things I adore most about Jeff, I adore a lot of things. He's very talented in many ways. But what he does is he takes technology and really brings connection to it. So high touch, high tech, as in telling me something that was really significant, losing Wayne Dyer, but able to do it on technology in a way that was supportive.
Oh, very nice. Okay. And if you go to Drossier.com, it's Drothier.com.
No. L. Drothier.com.
Oh, okay. Let's start again.
Yeah.
Go ahead and spell it for me.
Drothier.com.
Is it no in there? Okay. .com. So
yep,
that's a way of being able to get a hold of Jeff. And, I think that's a really perfect segue of what you just talked about with Jeff, you being sensitive with technology. And I know that Amy had shared with me that you've been just a follower of Wayne Dyer for just so long. And I think that hopefully that's something that's really helps you to just temper and have this kind of as just a background for all the things that you do when it comes to being mindful with technology.
Well, just mindful in general. Technology is the tool. And I think it's been easily 20 years that I've been reading and listening to Wayne Dyer audiobooks. I'm sure that I've read and reread many times at least 15 of his books, my favorite being The Power of Intention, which I've given as gifts, and it's just transformed my life. Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change.
There you go. We're going to have some wonderful quotes throughout the show tonight, which I think is really wonderful. Now, how did you get to know Wayne Dyer, Jeff?
I think it's been so long that I don't have a clear memory. It's like he's always been a mentor, but I believe it was through public broadcasting, PBS.
Oh, okay.
I think that's how I became aware of him. And then he just fits into, and then ultimately led for me, the genre of self-help or, whatever niche you want to call it. But, understanding that the power is within you and that you have the choice,
that's
I am the creator.
Yes, yes, we all are co-creating this magnificent thing we want to call life, which is,
Anyone who hasn't listened to Wayne's own narration of his own books, His audiobooks are narrated by himself, and it's not just his amazing spirit and his amazing words and his amazing ideas, but wow, you get to listen to him read the book to you. It's just fabulous. Anyone who hasn't consumed a Wayne Dyer audiobook is really missing out. Needs to just go get Power of Intention or something and dive in.
Well, the good news is since he has passed, there's just been a resurgence of a lot of the different books that he's had go out, and he's got a bestseller again, which is really wonderful.
Yes,
it's back up
I just bought another.
Yeah.
I just bought another audiobook just a few days ago.
Yeah. And I had a friend of mine, I borrowed her book of his inspiration, Your Ultimate Calling, about, you know, really working hand-in-hand with spirit and moving back into having, you know, a spirit having a human experience. And moving through all that. So, Amy, how did you get to know Wayne?
Well, in my early 20s, in the later 70s, when he published Pulling Your Own Strings, I did not realize I was in an abusive relationship until I read his book. And I want to quote from his book, Pulling Your Own Strings. He says, "You teach others how to treat you on the basis of what you will tolerate. If you simply take it, and you have been for a long time, then you have sent the message that you will not resist abuse."
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, reading this book, and when he first started, he was much more psychologically based, because he's a psychologist. Mm-hmm. And so that was a pivotal moment in my life. I didn't even know I had strings, let alone I could pull them myself, right? I think at some point, it became just like Pinocchio losing the strings. And I think, you know, his work, he helped us to be masters of our own fate and releasing those strings. And it was, for me personally, so much fun to kind of spiritually grow alongside him as he was growing and he was changing. And it was almost like every book that came out, it was really fun for me to see where was I compared to where was he.
Okay. Yeah, that's a neat way. I mean, wow, how powerful that would be something that was the first thing that really helped you to wake up and have a new awareness about yourself and life in general. Go ahead, Jeff.
So here's an appropriate quote. You cannot always control what goes on outside, but you can always control what goes on inside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know for me, I got connected to Wayne. Like you said, PBS was a place that I found him. And also, my first experience reading him was Real Magic. And that's all about really listening to your inner voice and really going with those promptings for creativity or just whatever. You know, one of the exercises he had would be you're in the middle of the night and you sense you should get up and write something down, just get up and do it. And I really followed that for quite a while, and it was amazing what seemed to just be like a muse for me in being able to be creative, have a voice, and I really got into my journaling and things like that, and that's just such a powerful tool for people to get connected to yourself when you're doing, you know, journaling on any level. So I really want to thank him for that, too. So just like Amy, it's just like, you know, these different touchstones that Wayne had. One thing I really appreciate about him is that whatever he was learning, he just had a sense of this really, it sounds strange to say, but strong vulnerability. You know, being vulnerable in his experiences, being able to show what he was learning and the wisdom of what he was learning and showing that experiences were really something that was a catalyst that could really help you to just be literally propelled in a direction you wouldn't necessarily think you could go, but you just were going there because you know just somewhere within yourself that was the right direction to go. And he was just such a mentor and a teacher for that I thought it was just really wonderful. So how about you with that, Jeff? Is that something that really helped you to just a shifting change for you?
Well, you know, Wayne, like all of us, is human and was human. And he was flawed like everybody else. So he had relationship problems. He had addiction problems that he talked about, all different crises in faith. He grew up in a foster home. He had to deal with, a father that wasn't there and, all kinds of crazy things. And then yet listen to the words that come from him and such high-minded and high-spirited material. Just, hard to believe. So I think I give him credit for and Amy knows this about me. I grew up in a Christian home, and but as an adult, I've had my problems accepting the dogma or the ritual of, you know, the way I was taught Christianity. But Wayne brought me back to, you know, God and to his own kind of spirituality, and helped me see that I'm a piece of God, and that in a small sense, I'm a creator like God. And that's such a huge concept in my life.
I was watching an interview that the last interview that Wayne had with Oprah Winfrey, and he came back to that wonderful metaphor that, you know, God was the ocean and I'm a cup of that ocean. And being poured back into that ocean, how, you know, I just dissolve back into the greatness of our Creator. And I just really love that. And even talked about, you know, even with that cup, it's going to be, you know, it'll be evaporated and it'll go through the clouds and it'll rain and it'll go back into the ocean. So one way or the other, you're going back. I thought that was really great the way he just laughed about that and just said, you know, no matter what we think we are, you know, we come from that and we will go back to that. So I thought that was just a really wonderful way to be able to look at that. It gives you that much more of an appreciation of the rain and all that stuff that we take for granted. Yeah, yeah. How about you, Amy, when it comes to just, you know, strength and being able to be propelled forward?
Well, something, you know, one of my favorite books of his is I Can See Clearly Now, which he did in 2014, where he talked about different life experiences and what they meant to him. I want to read from here. He talks about it when he was 10. He says, as a 10-year-old boy, I was introduced to two ideas that were guideposts for the journey that was to become my destiny. First is that people will respond for the benefit of all concerned if you speak to them with confidence and in a non-judgmental manner. The second guidepost is that there's a secret garden where miracles and magic abound, and it's available to anyone who makes the choice to visit there. And I have so much fun together playing in that garden, and how can we expand that even more into our day-to-day lives, into our work lives? And it's like it isn't that is just an isolated event, allowing that magic to happen and miracles, knowing that they're already there, but let's actually play with them and allow them and evoke them.
Mm-hmm. And just accept that they're already there instead of having them be something that's, you know, unusual. It's common day and common occurrence, you know, throughout your day.
Right, and now that we accept that, and I think that's where, you know, for me, where I'm at with Wayne's work and the people in my life is like, okay, now I accept that. Now what?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one thing I really love about this conversation, because, you know, with all of us, just, you know, everybody's got their own perspective in the way that, you know, in the moment of our life with the experience that we had and how that was able to propel us forward. Just, you know, some of the things we're talking about, you know, you look at it nowadays, you know, and it's, you know, the popular little sayings that people are buying, you know, as gift things, and they put it up on the wall. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to the different kinds of quotes and things like that, and everybody's just not necessarily remembering where they came from, but to know that, you know, Wayne's been such a catalyst for having those kinds of mindsets out there just 24/7 in the way that he would stand. One thing I learned very early with him too, and I think it was something in an interview maybe probably he had with Oprah, he shared when he first started going around the interview circuit and stuff when he was promoting Erroneous Zones, that he really learned very quickly to, you know, when you were backstage in the green room waiting for to go on and all that, how, you know, depending on how people addressed you. And he really went out of his way just to call everybody by their first name and really have a being familiar with everyone instead of having a, you know, everyone calling by their last names and just saying, you know, everyone, we should all really come from that first name basis and just being genuine. And like he said, you know, coming from a level of strength, coming from a level of confidence and being able just to go around and, you know, hi, I'm Wayne, you know, nice, great to meet you, you know. And coming from that perspective instead of, you know, oh, Miss, you know, sir, or whatever, and just having already seeking to be friendly and being having a camaraderie with people instead of having there being some kind of separation because of, you know, people's stature or whatever. And because he was coming with a lot of celebrities and stuff when he was just coming into all that, and he really just sought to just kind of put that aside and not even make it something that would be a part of his reality. when he was just addressing people in general. And I think he really carried that all through his career in the way that he was with people.
Well, I certainly felt like I knew him and that I could trust him.
Right. Key point.
Yeah.
Right.
Give me another quote. Millions
of people knew him.
And you felt like you could be more open to his ideas, and a lot of it wasn't his ideas, and he was very open about that. That, you know, he talked about that he would just allow a space for information to go flowing through him, and that he would also rely on the masters. He has a book. I don't have it in front of me, but I do have it, and it's vignettes of many great masters. And he would talk about them and their work, and then he would give you ideas of how you could live what they lived in your life.
Right.
Yeah, that was a recurring theme in his books. He talked a lot about Abraham Maslow and self-actualization. He had a Swami. He talked a lot about St. Francis of Assisi, also the Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu. These were recurring themes. And, yeah, when you listen to Wayne or you read Wayne, you got a synthesis of many, many, many masterful luminaries.
Absolutely. Anyway,
he was widely read.
Yes. He was, when Wayne was working on his PhD, he had taken a class from Maslow, and he decided that he wanted to change his dissertation to expand self-actualization and Maslow's work. And the day, so fascinating, the day that Maslow died in 1970 was the day that Wayne got his PhD.
And his dissertation was in Group Counseling Leadership Training in Counselor Education from Wayne State University. Yeah, but
that your name's Wayne and you go to Wayne State. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and Maslow, of course, is the guy with the hierarchy of needs, right? Self-actualization being on the top, and security being on the bottom.
Well, and I love, you know, all through college. I mean, it seemed like whether it was a business class or, you know, any kind of class, the hierarchy of needs was just something that was part of the curriculum. And I, you know, after a while, I kind of roll my eyes and go, "Really, we're going to go through Maslow again?" But that just shows how, you know, foundational that is when it comes to just being able to know who you are and understanding that whole pyramid of structures really helps you to, you know, I can see why Wayne was just like, you know, self-actualization. That's what it's all about. And
well,
as he evolved as a person seeking to be continually more self-actualized, he was able to share that with so many people. And I think that's one of the gifts of just all the work that he's done, is just the dedication to that self-work, that when you're a seeker and really wanting to come from a level of being the best you possibly can be, it's a never-ending love for yourself and just for what you can contribute to everyone and to the whole.
And there was this could be a whole other podcast, but when you get to the top of that pyramid, the self-realization, it flips over and there's a whole other pyramid that goes up. And it goes to the base of the pyramid to the top. Yeah. So there's...
I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
You only know half of it. So that's for another show.
That would be another great podcast. And the other half. Yeah. Okay, now.
And then I think, and for me, I'm realizing this as we're talking, watching him and his work, that's what he did. He went through the original pyramid, and then he flipped and went after self-realization. He went on the other side. And he brought it to all of us. And there's a quote. He was in the military. He was in the Navy. An encoder. And he did Morse code, and so Jeff and I have been talking, and so I've got went to learnmorsecode.com, and I'm working on understanding it enough so when Wayne starts sending me messages, if he isn't already, I'll understand them.
That's awesome.
And I remember a quote from quote from when he got out of the when he got out of the military. This is what he learned from that experience. And he says, "Don't ever give up. Trust in yourself. Know that you can change the world. Be fearless. Reach out and serve those who are in need. And don't ever let anyone restrict you from what you feel deep inside within you, especially when they attempt to intimidate you."
Nice. I think I would really enjoy reading that book, that other book. So what's that one you're talking about now where it's all these life lessons and his insights on them?
Yep. All of them.
Amazing.
All of them? And what's the one you were talking about, Amy? What's the name of that book?
It's called I Can See Clearly
Now.
Mm-hmm. I Can See Clearly Now. Okay, I Can See Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, but that's just that whole perspective of insight, you know. It's just so wonderful.
So I think, you know, his impact has so far, but it'll be really interesting to watch what happens now on this side of it. And
right.
You know, you both have talked about him doing the whole PBS thing. Nobody did that before him.
No,
I mean,
they didn't.
That,
yeah.
How brilliant was that? Incredibly brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I think part of that, too, is just, you know, he really wanted to get the message out, but yet he wanted to be able to do it in a very giving way and have it be where, you know, I gain, everyone else gains with me. And really, really helping for people to see that model in the way that we could be doing marketing in a very, you know, conscious way, a very heart-conscious way, and being able to, you know, let me share what I know and have that being something that's just, you know, positive for everyone, where, you know, the television, you know, station benefits, the audience benefits, I benefit, we're all in this win-win situation. So it just works so lovely for everybody to have that now. And it's amazing when you see all the different topics and stuff nowadays that are, you know, the PBS is carrying, that, you know, you think, wow, they're going to have something like that on there. It's just the forward thinking and the spiritual undertones to things that weren't even something we would have even talked about on PBS, you know, when he first started. So it's just really, really
even
wonderful.
Even just the word spiritual.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
He made it okay to say that word.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, just even with the gender part of it, the way, and like I said, having very strong vulnerability and showing that I can be a strong person, I can have perseverance and courage and all that and still have a vulnerability about me. I think that just is something he continually showed with people, and just being able to rise higher and just be that much more of a voice for things that really need to be out. One thing I really always really enjoyed was when he would have a lot of, you know, forward-thinking other teachers of that time period. I'm thinking of Deepak Chopra and people like that.
Exactly.
Where he would have these panel discussions where he'd have like a whole day where he'd be with somebody else, and you know, he would just love to sit there and have a conversation with these people, and they'd go through different topics and have Q&A from the audience. And just the level of community, the level of insight that came forward with those events. It was just really just a magical thing if you were able to go to an event like that, and how it was just, again, a new model for people to have those kind of opportunities to be able to be connected to teachers in that way and have people being able to share what they knew. Yeah.
He did stage events with Deepak Chopra. He did books and audio books. And recordings of live events with Deepak Chopra. Those were some of the very best.
Oh,
amazing minds.
With Wayne, Deepak has been somebody who's really helped to push things forward in the medical perspectives about, you know, what's possible with the body and how that works and all that.
The two of them together were amazing.
Yes, y'all, and I had the opportunity to be with him once when he was with Marianne Williamson with the Course in Miracles, and that was another thing that he really loved to talk about, was just a little bit different perspectives on the teachings of Jesus and what that was all about. And that was a really wonderful day, too. Just the level of just fun and insight was just amazing. It was just amazing that day. Everyone felt so spiritually full by the end of the day when we all walked out, you know. But, you know, yeah, I didn't need to go for coffee and dessert. I was good. Yeah.
Really, so well. So here's one of my favorite Wayne Dyer concepts or quotes. He says, "I'm not a human having a spiritual experience. I'm a spirit having a human experience. How profound is that?
Yeah. And really coming from that perspective, how it just changes everything. It really does. If you walk, if you seek to walk that way every day, thinking, you know, I'm a spirit having a, you know, a human experience. How would that, what would that be? And how would that be, which is,
well,
the sense of, you know, loving myself and coming from loving other people in that way as well.
I want to kind of finish you with a challenge here. Are you, Jeff,
okay.
Something? In his book, I Can See Clearly Now, he says, today, anytime I feel compelled to do something, something I experience passionately, I pay attention. When I recognize that it is a calling from my soul, I know for certain that this is something I must do. It is God calling me in a way that is uniquely and bewilderingly mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
So what if we did that? What if we had that calling, which we do, and we knew that that was our soul saying, go do whatever it is, make that phone call, go to that place. And I know, Jeff, you're really fabulous about that these days. What if we were doing that? Who knows what possibilities would open up?
Well, you just have to do it. So here's another quote. Miracles come in moments. Be ready and willing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and then just do it. Nike, right?
That's,
just do
there
it.
You go.
Just,
well, I think Nike got that from Wayne. Okay, no.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm willing to say that.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Just do it. Yeah. It's like show up. Just showing up is such, I think, another thing that I learned from Wayne is just showing up when it comes to, you know, whether he learned that in the military or not, I don't know, but just showing up in that moment and just seeking to be, you know, what's here for me, you know, and when you just have your arms out and just say, what's here for me? Because that's one thing that, you know, the universe is always saying yes. So if it's saying yes to me, you know, what am I, you know, where's this opportunity for myself, knowing that there's this awesome opportunity for me that's right in front of me, help me to see it and be in a place where I can be a catalyst for change, positive change. So that was because,
We're at the two-minute mark, and I wanted to say something from Wayne, I think, for all of us going forward. He says, I am connected to you, dear reader. Though we may have no physical linkage, there's an energy flowing between the two of us. Neither of us knows how mind-altering it may be or how far-reaching its extent.
And, Jeff, you had something you wanted to share as well, right?
Well, my parting thought would be, and there's so much from Wayne, but here's a quote that really, really inspires me. The more you see yourself as what you'd like to become and act as if what you want is already there, the more you'll activate those dormant forces that will collaborate to transform your dream into reality.
Wow.
Like, wow, that's powerful. Yeah, isn't that powerful?
Yeah, and said another way, also from Wayne, practice being the kind of person you wish to attract. These are just really great morsels of insight.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, do yourself a favor and write a few of these down and have them up on the walls of your office, in the walls of your home, in your bathroom. All these places that you know, it's like a touchstone that continually it just can empower you and remind you of just, you know, how much we can really be a, you know, positive change in the world. And, you know, more than anything, I just really want to, you know, thank him for that. I've been listening to some conversations of different people that have known him, and they said that's the one thing that they're very excited about, you know, with his passing, is it just there's a resurgence of people wanting to know who he was and what was his message. And I think that's just, you know, that's, I think, ultimately what he would have wanted is for people to continue to learn and to know about, you know, themselves and just this beings of light that are just here to change the planet and have it be for positive change. So I would just really
people
thank him for
will
that.
Be reading, people will be reading Wayne Dyer 100 years from now.
Yeah,
I agree. I totally will. And being able to see him, and, you know, that's one thing that's a blessing, too, is just the level of technology that we have now. You know, just think where he started when in the 70s and, you know, how much information is out there, the sound bites and video and everything else that can be be there for people to continue to be this person of just strength and gentleness and be a teacher and a mentor for people just for, you know, like you said, centuries to come. I think it's just wonderful. Mm. Well, thank you both for joining me to celebrate Mr. Wayne.
You're thank very you welcome.
Bye,
yeah,
Wayne.
Yeah.
And hello.
Bye, Wayne.
I look forward to your Morse code messages. That should be very interesting.
Those would be morsels.
There we go. Morsels from Wayne Dyer. There you go.
There you go.
You guys have a great night. We thank you for joining us here.
You too.
At the cafe.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.